CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
More coffee?
Oh, no, thanks. I haven't got time. Yeah, I got a few minutes. Give me just half a cup, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, boy, you know, it looks as though it's going to be a nice day. It won't be long before we can eat breakfast on the porch,
I
huh?
I know. I can't wait.
What are you planning to do today?
Oh, I've got a committee meeting at Ann Lundell today.
Oh, I haven't heard much about your committee meetings lately. What are you ladies up to now in the line of improving our city government?
Oh, huh? Lots of things. Oh, by the way, I don't know what to do with the dog while I'm gone. Should I just leave him in the house?
Oh, heck no. He doesn't want to be inside on such a nice day.
Well, I can't leave him tied up. He winds himself around and around that tree. I spent all day yesterday practically running outside and unwinding him. He barked all day and he went crazy. I'd look out here, he'd be all wound up again. I had to run out and unwind him.
Well, I'll try to get home early and finish the fencing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the worst thing in the world anyhow to tie up a dog. He could choke himself to death.
Particularly Brownie, who isn't used to it.
Yeah, sure.
Poor little thing. He can't understand why suddenly, when he's always run all over the place, now he's either kept in the house or tied up.
Yeah, well, you know, city ordinance.
Makes me mad. He's not going to like being fenced in either.
No. Well, he'll have plenty of room to run around. I mean, I'm making it 40 by 20.
Are you?
Part of it will be in the woods there, so we'll have plenty of protection from the sun, you know, if it rains.
Mm-hmm. He needs a nice doghouse.
Sure. Doghouse, yeah. You know what they cost.
What?
I saw one in the hardware store the other day. It was a beautiful doghouse. They wanted $85.
Oh, come $85 for a doghouse?
For this doghouse. It didn't look big enough for a mouse.
Why don't I ask around at my committee meeting today and see if anyone has an old doghouse they're not using?
Yeah, well, okay, dear. You try.
Oh, there he is again. Wound himself around the tree. All right, Brownie, dear. I'm coming. Goodness, am I the first one to arrive for the committee meeting? Am I terribly early?
No, the others are terribly late.
Oh, they your house is lovely, Anne. It's so cozy. By the way, do you know anyone who has a dog house that would be cozy for a dog?
What in the world do you mean?
I'm looking for a good used dog house.
What did he do now?
Spending all his time at the neighbor's, and I've got to keep him tied down at home.
Good heavens. You mean that blonde divorcee that moved in down the road?
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
A dog house.
For your husband.
For my dog! Really, Anne?
Well, every time Jack does something I don't like, he says, I suppose it's the doghouse for me. So I just
I'm serious. I want a doghouse for Brownie.
Oh,
Mr. Cutler, the neighbor across the road, complained about Brownie being in his yard all the time, ruining his garden. And it seems it's a city ordinance that nobody pays any attention to, but Mr. Cutler's now threatening us that unless we keep Brownie penned up.
As a matter of fact, I do know of a doghouse that isn't being used. My sister's. Their dog died, and she couldn't bear to get another. And the doghouse she had for him is simply marvelous.
Oh, think she'd sell it to me?
Oh, I bet you could have it. She wouldn't take any money for it.
Oh, no, indeed. Now, your sister doesn't know me. Naturally, I'll pay her for it. I mean, we met, but there's no reason why she could give me...
Listen, now, you don't know my sister.
Well...
She'd give the shirt off her back.
Yeah. Well, I don't need the shirt off her back, but I certainly could use her doghouse.
Say, let me call her. I know she won't take a penny.
I insist, Anne. I do, really. I mean, I absolutely insist on
paying
something.
You know, she won't take it. Now, believe me, I know you could have the doghouse.
Well, it would be wonderful. Call her and see what she says. If she isn't using it and doesn't want it, I would love to have it. But I do insist on paying something.
Believe
for it.
Me, she won't take a penny.
Hi, dear.
Oh, hi. Huh? Well, where you been?
Oh, you've got most of it finished. I know. I'm later getting home than I planned, but I have wonderful news. What's the matter with your finger?
I hit it. That's my news, with a hammer.
Oh, Dan, what's the matter with your back? You're standing funny.
I don't know. I was grappling with all this fencing, you know, trying to unwind it so I could nail it to the trees. I don't know. I guess I stooped over. I felt something kind of give in my back.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Poor thing, honestly. You know, Mr. Cutler is certainly causing us a lot of trouble.
Mr. Cutler? I would say, as I said last week, that it's our household zoo that's causing all the trouble. I don't have to crawl under the porch for the rabbit. I got to climb up on the roof for the cat. Now I have to build a run for the dog.
I know. I'm sorry. It's going to look nice, though. Where's Betsy?
Betsy's down to Susie Elwin's. Where's Bobby?
He's asleep in the car. I'll get him up in a minute. Listen to my news. I've got a doghouse for Brownie.
No kidding.
I told you I'd ask at my committee meeting today. Well, I was the first one there, and I mentioned it to Anne. And she said her sister had one. And she called her sister, and she said yes. She said we could have it.
How much?
Nothing. She's giving it to us. What's the matter?
You know darn well that every time we get something for nothing, it winds up costing us six times as much
this,
as if
this,
we...
This is nothing like that.
Yeah, I know.
So, well, it isn't. The doghouse is just sitting there in her sister's backyard. Naturally, we have to go get it.
No, naturally.
Well, if they're giving it to us, you don't expect them to deliver it too, do you?
No, I don't. But how are we going to go about getting a doghouse over here?
Very simple, very simple. Anne has a station wagon. And she's going to let me borrow it and go over to her sister's and get the doghouse.
Oh, well, okay. I'm sorry. All right.
You think you would be.
Well, I am.
Here, I get a marvelous doghouse for Brownie. You act like a wet blanket.
I know. I'm sorry. Now, look, but I know from past experience that, you know, when we've been going to get something for nothing...
This is different, dear. This is different. Aunt's sister refused, absolutely refused to take anything for it. I offered.
Sure.
But she was just adamant, and she said, no, you know. Seems she had a dog who died, and she loved it, so she couldn't bear to have another. And I told her how we loved our Brownie. So she said she would be happy knowing that some dog who was loved just as much as her Bernie had loved his doghouse. You know.
Bernie?
That was her dog.
Bernie. What kind was it?
Oh, I don't know. It's funny, I never thought to ask.
Bernie isn't short for Bernard. She didn't have a St. Bernard.
I don't know. I just said I didn't know what kind she had. What difference does it make?
Difference does it make because a St. Bernard takes a bit larger doghouse than a Chihuahua, for example.
Well, what's the point you're making?
The point I'm making is how we can get a doghouse large enough for a St. Bernard dog into a borrowed station wagon. Look, may I suggest you call the sister of Ann Lundell's and find out what kind of a dog she had, how big the doghouse is, and if the doghouse turns out to be something like a small one-room apartment, thank her very kindly and tell her we are very sorry, but we just can't use it.
Well, I don't care how big it is. I can't say that now. She has offered to give it to us, and I have accepted.
She probably offered to give it to us to get rid of the thing, to spare them the expense of getting a construction company to move it off the lot.
What a surprise, Dad. What a nasty thing to say, really.
Look, you remember Mr. Dibble?
Yeah. Mr. Dibble? Of course I remember. What do you mean? We built our house. We practically lived with him for 6 months. What do you mean, do I remember Mr. Dibble?
You remember what he used to say? One thing you got to remember, never get something for nothing.
Well, this is quite different. Anne is a friend of mine.
Yeah, well, she knew her sister wanted to get rid of a doghouse.
Then why didn't they at least accept some money for it? She knew I was willing to buy it.
Yeah, but you haven't seen it. Now, look, if I am wrong, I'll be the first to say so. But for once, I'd like you to believe your husband when he says something. Now, go in the house. Go in the house and call his sister of Anne's. Find out how large this free doghouse is.
Yes, well, I just called Anne to ask how large the doghouse is, and she said to call you, Virginia. Vicky. Yes. Well, let me get a pencil. Oh, wait a minute. All right, I've got one. That one right here. The doghouse, yes. Did you say 8 feet long? Uh-huh. Yes. Oh, it does. It sounds wonderful. 5 feet wide. Uh-huh. I know. We'll call you, Virginia, as soon as we can make some arrangements. Yes, well, we do thank you. Oh, yes. All right. Goodbye. Well.
8 feet long. 5 feet wide.
Well, she was getting dinner, dear. She couldn't talk about it.
Eight feet long. 5 feet wide. A doghouse.
It was a packing case originally, she
said.
When they moved from the coast, their furniture was shipped in it, apparently, and her husband made it into this wonderful doghouse for St. Bernard.
Their what, dear?
Their St. Bernard.
St. Bernard. And your friend Anne thought she could get that into a station wagon.
She said she didn't know whether we could or not, but we could borrow it if we wanted to, if it would fit in.
All right. Now, if you get right back on the phone and you say we decided that we don't need it.
No.
Go on.
No.
Go on.
No, I will not do that. No, I will not do that. They are giving it to us. And you should have heard Virginia. She was just lovely.
I'll bet.
I mean, I was so thrilled to get it, and I made such a fuss. I mean, I just can't call now and say we don't want it. What would I do?
You realize we'll have to get a truck, practically a moving van,
oh,
or some firm that moves houses.
Oh, we didn't move houses.
That's what it is.
We will not. Anyhow, isn't it wonderful to have? If it is that big, well, we have 2 acres here. We could use it for a guest house.
We don't need a guest house. We need a dog house.
Well, I accepted it. Now, if you want to humiliate me by calling back and saying, thanks very much anyhow, well, you go right ahead. I mean,
oh,
if you know what to say, you call him up. And it isn't Anne's fault, darling, really. I do remember that she did say she thought the dog house, as she remembered it, was rather big. Maybe too big for Brownie. And maybe we couldn't bring it over in her station wagon, but I was so excited at getting a doghouse and for nothing, you know, that I kept saying, oh, I know it's fine. We just love it.
All right. Calm down. We have found ourselves a doghouse. How we'll get it here is something else again.
Now, don't worry about that, dear. Maybe we can find somebody with a truck.
Famous last words. Maybe we can find somebody with a truck.
The 1960 Kentucky Derby is history, but the Triple Crown has two more salvos to fire. The Preakness on May 21st and next month's Belmont Stakes. Tie a little string around Junior, or draw a circle around May 21st in your datebook. That's when you'll hear from CBS Radio the run for the Black-Eyed Susans, Racing's richest single stake, the Preakness. Will the Derby's winner repeat? We have had but one Triple Crown winner in 12 years. Citation did it last in 1948. Listen Saturday, May 21st, when CBS Radio presents the Preakness. The Couple Next Door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with Julie Lawrence and is produced by Walter Hart and directed by Dick Senta. This is Stuart Metz speaking.
This was an original old radio broadcast presented by Radio of Yesteryear. Walter Hart speaking.